Hi, we're looking today at Vision Destiny 2017. We've reviewed 2016 and some of the things God did. Now we're going to look at some of the things God has said. What did he say in 2016? What did he do? You know, what God has said for this year, 2017? You know, where are we going prophetically? Where are we in the revelation that we have? What season are we in? You know, what does God want us to do in 2017? How can we cooperate with him in it? Where do we want us to go? And I'm not just talking about physically, or it could revolve around physical things, but in spiritual dimensions, where does he want us to go? So I'm going to share some revelation from 2:16, things God said to me, the words God said, some of my encounters, some of my visions, which I think will share some of my journey. You know, what does God mean by some of these things? That's for people to engage for themselves. What application is it for me? Well, profound for this year. What is the application for the church here as we gather and outwork our blueprint? And also, what is the application for the wider church through the Engaging God program and other things? I want to share my journals, some of my conversations with the Father, some of the journey that I've been on this year to know the reality of who God is, who he really is, rather than who I thought he was. And that's been unveiled to me this year. And I want to share some of the journey. This will make more sense when I begin to teach the aspects of renewing of the mind and revelation of who God is during the Engaging God program. But I want to share some of the conversations so that you get a flavor of where I've come from and where I've gone and where we're going. God, who's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, will reveal himself out of the doctrinal and theological wilderness of the old order. And I thought I'd come out of the old, and I didn't realize how much of the old was still constructed within my mind. And God revealed himself to challenge those assumptions and presumptions in my life. Son, your journey is not one of discovering who I am, although you will. It is how you will discover who you were truly created to be, who you are in sonship. I can only truly know who I am by viewing the image within the relationship of God himself, Father, Son, and Spirit. And that's what I've discovered. You know, I'm not never going to find out who I am from trying to see what I'm supposed to do, but only in the relationship will that truly be revealed. So we're in for a bit of a ride, wild ride of discovery this year. The very core beliefs that we might have held are going to be challenged by the extravagantly revealed love of God, who's Father, Son, and Spirit. Now, I say God, who's Father, Son, and Spirit, and I'm going to say that often because we need to know that. When we talk about God, what do we really mean? Who are we talking about? Do we know the Father in intimacy? Do we know the Son in intimacy? Do we know the Holy Spirit? Do we know their flavor, their frequency, their vibration, their voice? Do we feel their heart? God wants to reveal himself, not just as a distant God who is somewhere that we can't attain to, but a very real expression of oneness and relationship that he has invited us to participate in. As God reveals himself to us, it will be like first love all over again, discovering who he truly is. And it's been such a joy to follow this. Son, see again and see more. I have unveiled. Now I'm about to unveil new and fresh revelation to you. If you will look more intently from my eternal perspective, it's so important that we don't look from a natural earthly perspective. We need to look at from, and I use the word eternal because it describes something of what was before God created anything else, who he was in relationship without anything else. That's what he wants us to see from that perspective. Look long and hard, stare intently. What do you see? Now, as I was doing this, I couldn't see anything because I was actually still listening to what he'd said and thinking about what he was going to unveil and how I could see from an eternal perspective. You know, so I had to stop and I had to look at him. And that's when I started to see. I see a shift where the boundaries are not only moving, but are being stretched and in some cases removed altogether. I see a new vista I see the world being radically changed. I see a revolution taking place. I see great change taking place personally, corporately, nationally, internationally. Son, come and look harder and you will see more and it will become clearer. Son, fill my heart. Feel the joy that springs from pure life in its abundant fullness. I am joyous because the beginning and the end are now. Son, live from the eternal now and be in constant love, joy, and peace. It is finished, has always been the end, and is the guarantee to be a new beginning, so it will ever be. Son, what your role will be is determined by your willingness to embrace your eternal destiny and stand with me in this place and in my courts. I want to read some scriptures that, as I've read them in the Mirror Translation Bible, which is a New Testament sort of paraphrase, but going back to the original Greek meanings, it's unveiled something of this nature of God from an eternal perspective and how we can view ourselves and engage him and us. Ephesians 1:3, let us celebrate God. And that for me is what this year has been about, getting to a place where I could truly celebrate who God really is. He lavished every blessing heaven has upon us. Verse 4, he associated us in Christ before the fall of the world. Jesus is God's mind made up about us. He always knew in his love that he would present us again face to face before him in blameless innocence. And I want you just to take in the immensity of the words and the implications of what this means. That he associated with us before the fall of the world. And think about what that means, and therefore what we have access to face to face, because he's presented us in blameless innocence. God found us in Christ before we were lost in Adam. We are presented in blameless innocence before him. We are brought to the closest possible proximity face to face. We don't look away. We can look him in the eyes face to face. Such amazing good news to share with people. Ephesians 1:5, he is the architect of our design. His heart dream realized our coming of age in Christ. Another way of putting that is our adoption. Coming back to know that we're included in the family of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. In them and they in us. Verse 6, his grace plan is to be celebrated. He greatly endeared us and highly favored us in Christ. His love for his son is his love for us. Just take that in. How he loves Jesus, his son, is how he loves us. How much he loves Jesus, his son, is how much he loves us. We are highly favored in that relationship. Verse 7, since we are fully represented in him, his blood is the ransom that secured our redemption. His forgiving our sins measures the wealth of his grace. Verse 9, the secret is out. His cherished love dream now unfolds in front of our eyes. And this is what God is looking for in relationship. To draw us to that place of bliss, of ecstasy, a place which is not about emotions, but a relationship, a place where we are cherished because his dream for us is now unfolding and we can see it because we can see him and therefore we can see ourselves and we begin to fully understand and appreciate just how much the love of God has been there for us and how we can experience that within the circle of that wonderful relationship, which is Father, Son, and Spirit. The secret's out. Now, for some people, they can't see that secret. What's holding them back is a view of God, which has been created out of a theological and doctrinal understanding, which is not God himself. He wants to unveil himself before our very eyes. Verse 11, this is how we fit into God's picture. Christ is the measure of our portion. We are in him, invented and defined in him. God's blueprint intention is on exhibition in us. In other words, he wants to reveal himself in sons. So we are sons out of the measure of our portion, which came as we were created as a desire in his heart, expressed as a thought in his mind, and spoken into existence. Everything he accomplished is inspired by the energy intent of his affection. Everything comes from love. Everything is a outworking of love. Therefore, when we look at God and we don't see love, then we're not looking at God at all. We're looking at God, which is this distant image of a created God, which has been created in our own image through religion. Son, for the joy set before me, I was willing to embrace the pain of sacrifice. I have a gentle and humble heart, and that comes from the confidence of just being I am that I am. Son, be confident in who you are, so that you too can come to me and find total rest and peace in your eternal identity. All government must be a reflection of peace relationally to bring an increase in peace to restore wholeness to creation. So everything we do to establish the kingdom and to see creation brought back to and restored to its original purpose must be a reflection of that place of relationship that we have in him. It cannot come out of a desire or motivation to do something outside of him. This is truly a time for the convergence of time and eternity, where what always was can frame what now is to bring the transformation of what will be to align with my eternal heart as a reflection of I am. God wants everything to be a reflection of his heart. Son, rest in preparation for all that I am calling you to do. Now, I've been legislating a lot during the year, and then God basically just told me to rest in him. And as I rested him and stopped, in a sense, doing what I was doing, this is where he began then to open up himself to me. There is a time to enjoy the fruit of your labor, to recharge and be ready for the times ahead. Enjoy the harvest of what has been sown, grown, and reaped. You must re-sow for the next harvest. Rest will bring order, and order will enable rest. I call you to come to me and find even deeper rest for your soul as your spirit engages beyond. Now, this phrase initially came when I had an encounter with Enoch, and Enoch gave me this quest or mission to go beyond. I was clueless and had no idea what it meant, where it was, and indeed how you could even go beyond something which was beyond. But that phrase has been repeated, and I've experienced throughout the year, and it's been a real significance to my journey, because not only has it taken me to a place beyond, but I've realized that actually it's not really a place. It's the depth of relationship that goes beyond anything I'd ever experienced before. The pathway of responsibility will unfold dimensionally in the circle of the deep, and its connections to the ancient path will become more clear. And I've found that I've walked in places that I've not walked before. See the eternal pattern: seed, roots, shoots, fruits. This is the circle and the cycle that all things must follow. So look at that in your own life. Look at the seed that's within you. Look at you being the seed. And then see how that can grow and outwork through who you are. I will release my heart and perspective to people, and with it a new understanding about how I see from oneness. And this is just so important to grasp, that God is always oneness, Father, Son, and Spirit. Oneness, it's an expression of relationship, it's an expression of love. It's an expression that gives us insight into how God views everything. It's all relationally and it's all based in love. I wish to remove the mindsets of division and the man-made boundaries that cause people to be in opposition. Son, legislation is coming at a new level. I'm opening new spheres of government. New dimensions can be accessed by those who will be willing to fire walk with me. And this expression, fire walk with me, again, you know, I've been to many places of fire within the realms of heaven. And those places can be accessed at a deeper level. And they can access us at a deeper level. Son, walk the fire stones. And these new revelations and experiences will open up. The beyond beyond is near and will soon be here in a new reality. Allow your mind and your consciousness to be expanded beyond all that you presently know and have experienced. Now, this was a huge stretch. And you know, God had to take me on a journey for this to be possible. Experience the reality of all that is, all that will be, and most importantly, all that can be within my heart. Son, let your monochrome existence become filled with my multicolored, multifaceted reality. Let the cloud of your mind, veiled through religion, sin, and self, become clear and focused. By firewalking with me, your mind will become clear. You will be able to hold the image of what is presently a confused mist of only potential possibilities. Clarity will come from the fire of purification. Son, for you, it is time for the alternatives to be revealed and unveiled to become the reality of your experience. Son, learn to brood over new realities until your focus becomes clear and the matter forms from the light of your thought energy. I created you with the capacity for image creation. Rest brings forth new realities formed from the expansion of your consciousness. Son, rest, brood, hover beyond your present reality in the creative womb of my heart in eternity, and clarity will be the outcome. Now, I'm sharing what God said to me. Most of the time, I had no real understanding of what he was saying. But what it did, it stirred within my heart a desire to pursue. So I want to know what it is to rest, to brood, to hover beyond present reality. Because if I'm limited by what my present reality is, then nothing creative can flow. And what I found was I could engage that within God's heart where he created me. And that was a place I began to engage and spend time. And my cognitive understanding was nil. It was beyond what I could cognitively experience at the beginning of these encounters. But as I was there in my spirit, things began to change and my reality changed. Experience my creative thought energy. And being in that place and being in God's mind, it's like, how can you describe it? You know, it is like light and thought and just going around. It's like being in a conversation that's taking place between Father, Son, and Spirit, and they're just creatively thinking aloud, and you can stand in the midst of these sort of firing thoughts that go around. It's so hard to express things which are really inexpressible. Rest in the cradle of life to become a cradle of life. No, son, don't try and understand it and figure it out. Just rest in the experience of true, pure spirit. Because I was trying to figure it out. It's beyond what I could understand or figure out with the capacity that my brain had at that point. Things changed to change that capacity. And it wasn't that I had to understand it or figure it out. I just knew things once this had happened. Embracing the wonder and awe, the wonderment, wonderful, wonderfully awesome, awe-inspiring, awesomeness, mysteries, mysterious, mysteriously mystical. Those were how I could express where I began to stand. It was just beyond and beyond beyond, which is why, you know, all those words just go on and on and on in deeper and deeper experience. Sun, beyond, beyond awaits you as you learn to rest in restfulness, in abandoned abandonment. See, everything was more. And this is what God was trying to reveal to the limited way that I could experience something. You know, I'd experienced things at one level and gone to another level in some ways. And now God was saying, this is how it's going to be. Don't just rest. Rest in restfulness. You know, in abandonment. You know, which means just letting it go, letting go of my need to know. I take my seat in the place of governmental rest on the right hand of the Ancient of Days. And I'd been there the very first time I ever went into the realm of heaven. You know, and I went up the fire stones and I walked up those steps and couldn't look at the throne of God. I found my throne on his right hand. And I saw this screen, and it was an amazing multicolored, just perfected. And now I was going back there. So I call for the multicolored, massive, multifaceted screen of present reality to be unveiled to the sons of God. And I want everybody to see from that perspective. God wants everyone to see from that perspective. He does not want us limited by our present understanding, by our present beliefs, by the constructs that have been created within our mind that limit us to what has been. He wants to unveil to his sons something just so wonderful. A call for a new reality to be revealed to those presently covered by the restrictions of religion and of the limitations of men. So my experience began to cause me to legislate, to decree and declare, because I want to share. I don't want what I have experienced and what other people experience. God doesn't want that to be contained within one person. It's if one person's experience, it's because everyone can experience. Sun, come deeper into me. I'm calling you with a new sound, a new frequency, a new vibration with a new tone. I want you to resonate and harmonize with my essence, which is love, but not love like anything that I'd ever experienced before, which was essentially an emotion. And now it went beyond emotion into relationship. Son, a deeper rest exists for you where your soul can learn to experience trust at a new level. I don't want you just to look at the face of my person, but to draw closer and come deeper into love and to truly live life in a new dimension of love, joy, and peace that will transcend your plane of reality, This goes beyond. This goes beyond, as I was to discover. Son, I've shown you the mechanics of my precepts and the emotions associated with my character, but now I call you to know me by experiencing what is the height, depth, breadth, and then come into the fourth, fifth, and sixth, into the seventh dimensions of reality. Now, I have no idea what that meant at that point, and I still, you know, don't fully understand that. But what it's saying is there's more, you know, to the love of God, there is more. To God himself, who is love, there is more. And there are realities of that relationship which are being unveiled for us. How, Father? That's what I had asked. A deeper desire, Son. Set your heart's desire upon it and come, plumb the depths, explore the dimensions of my reality. Well, you know, when God says things like that, you know, you might think, oh, that's not very helpful. But I know from how to create desire, how to focus, how to think, how to meditate on that desire. And I want that. I want to come deeper. And so I set my heart upon it. I set the desire. I started to think about it, talk to him about it, ask. And that began to unveil and open it up. Son, you have engaged eternity, which is a dimension where my reality is expressed, but it is not me. I am now calling you to come deeper into me and come beyond reality itself into the true person. Come back to where you have been and wait so your previous experience can be the doorway to the depths. So I've been to lots of different places. So this was an invitation to come and go back to places I'd been before, expectantly. I can be found, and the truth, the reality of the mysteries of my person will transcend the reality of my works and my ways into my being. Now, I found that I was caught up in God's works and God's ways and missing his being. And this is what he was trying to encourage me to begin to come into, and this would open up. You found rest in the garden, now returned and find reality. You found freedom in the fire of my eyes, now come again. You found help on the throne of grace, now come again, for there is so much more and a deeper reality. Son, I know that you're not satisfied and content. Deep within you, you have found what you're looking for, but you've not entered that reality, just observed it. And what I found is something deep in me had connected with something deep in God, but I had observed and seen that, but not entered into it. I had not experienced it and therefore had been changed by it. And this is what God was calling me to come to. Son, come walk the fire stones with me. And you will be able to hear and see what you couldn't before. You know, and this is a really important thing. I had walked in these places over and over again. And I walked there on my own. And sometimes, you know, wisdom took me to places and things, but generally I walked there on my own. And God was allowing me to see from within the limitations of my mind, because that's all I could cope with at the time. Now, when I started to walk in these places again with the Father, it was like it was a whole new place. It was like I'd never been there before. And that was what it was for walking with the Father. It unveils something when you walk with him. And it's like, you know, I started to tumble down and down and down. And, you know, I come up, you know, and I went to, you know, a pool where I'd been before in the Father's garden. And I'd swum down that pool and I'd found a chest and it was full of the thoughts of God about me. And I went down in there and I normally swim down. And I found that I was just falling out of control. And I did. I tumbled. It was like I fell down the rabbit hole. And I was going down and down and down. And then I found myself coming up. And this happened, this experience happened on a Sunday morning when I was standing in a place of worship. And I was just completely undone by it, absolutely completely undone. And I came up through the river of fire, like ascending through magma. It was thick, it was viscous, it was just surrounding me. You know. And I came up from it and I stood there, and I stand and I choose to surrender again. All my response was, I give up, I surrender to the transformational reality of your person, because the God is a consuming fire, but not a fire to be feared, not a fire that's going to damage us, but a fire is going to change and transform us, to purify us. The very word, Greek word, fire is pure, which is where we get purified from. And there is transformational reality when we engage the person. I stand in you to walk as you would walk, truly walking with you. My whole desire now was to walk with him. I stand and walk in the footprints of you who created this ancient path. These stones, and this is where I started to engage the fire stones once I'd come up out into the place of fire. These fire stones are but your footprints, that created reality. Son, do you not see that everything must be where I am walks? And that's what I was discovering. And everything began to open up from there. Now the mysteries of the depths have been made new because you have walked in me. The sixth and seventh reality now as a form that others can discover if they're willing to walk this new but ancient path. Truly a giant's causeway now exists to encounter the Ancient of Days. And it was like this way that I could walk, you know, had suddenly been unveiled to me in a completely different way. Now we have created nine new trading platforms of exchange. Now, what happened? I began to walk on the firestones. And it wasn't that I was experiencing, like I had before, the wonder of love and joy and peace, or going deeper into the heart of God. It was like they became creative places that unveiled. And this is what God said. And I'm walking with him, so I've no idea what's happening or what's going on, but new things are coming. Now we've created, and it's like God said this. It's like I just walk with him. I had no idea how to create a trading platform or any of these things, but I just walk with him. And because we walk together in agreement, something was formed. You know, now we have created 9 new trading platforms of exchange, portals for the 9 domains of the 9 dimensions to become 9 new realities of engaging me. So I'm like, woo, there's more. You know, where am I? Am I on reality number 1, 2, 3? You know, but there's 9. Now I know that there were 9 firestones, and I know that there were 9 steps of ascension that Adam would have brought into sonship if he hadn't have chosen the wrong path. So something in me connects with this, but you know, it's beyond. So the 9 stones now have new dimensional mysteries to be unveiled. So the 9 firestones have 9 dimensions. Now I knew I've been in 4 dimensions before. Now there was more. Now eat me, partake of me, rewrite the script for the new dimensional reality that now exists. Now is beyond transformation into reality. The 9 strands, the 9 steps of ascension are now portals to the 9 dimensional realities. Man has come of age, and the ages to come are now unveiled. So I'm like, ooh, wow, this is beyond. That's all I can say. The 9 planes of existence that were waiting to be walked on now are. Now let go of where you have been and who you have been, and what you have thought and what you have done, and embrace all that now is. Now, when I responded to this, I had no idea that this was going to take me on a journey of unraveling and deconstructing my mind and my consciousness and the things that I'll describe and share with you over these few sessions. But I know it's God's desire for all of us to come into this. Do you now taste the new flavors and smell the new fragrances, hear the new sounds and see the new colors? Now come and touch the new reality. I gave you glimpses of what was in your heart, but you did not understand, but you can live in the beyond beyond. Son, in the days and weeks ahead, walk with me and see the new reality to past encounters. And this was my walking in these places with the Father. Son, be, exist, have your very being framed from eternal rest. It is always a new season here. Fresh growth as old becomes new, that becomes old and new. Nothing ever ceases to exist. It is just new. I change not, but everything else becomes a reflection of my manifoldness. Everything has to become new because of the multifaceted dimension of who God is. And if we're going to be like him, we must continually become new, because there's always more. There's always a depth. Son, look through my eyes. Here in my garden, what do you see? Now, this was a really key place. And what happened was, I was walking with the Father in the garden. We went into his garden, and he showed me this wonderful place. It was like looking at a freshly created scene, and the colors and the fragrances and the everything of it was just amazingly new. And I started to look at it, and it changed in front of my eyes. It like changed into something else, utterly new, and it was just amazing. And I'm like, how can that change? And then it changed again into something utterly new. And I'm sort of getting confused, thinking, what am I looking at? And then God then said this, Son, look through my eyes. Here in my garden, what do you see? Everything as potential possibilities existing now What do you see? One plane of existence at a time. Learn to see the possibilities. Now, the problem is I am limited. I was limited. You're often limited to seeing one thing at a time. We look at something, we see it, we embrace it. If it's a beautiful place, we might rejoice in it, but we see one thing at a time. See, God sees everything. See, what he was showing me is three potential possibilities that all exist as now to him. So there's a billion, trillion things, and they're all enjoyed by him now. Whereas we're stuck on one plane of existence at a time. And God was saying, you need to learn to see through my eyes. Now, just that small glimpse was enough to fry me, literally. You know, I was unraveled by that experience. But it was a stepping stone. And God was basically showing me a glimpse. Son, learn to see from eternity's perspective, and you will find life is a kaleidoscope of variety and possibilities. Just go with it, you know, seek God for yourself and ask him to unveil things like that to you. Son, learn to change your vote and you will learn to shape your reality. Now, this year, and when I talk about renewing my mind, God challenged me over certain things about why I did certain things. And what one of the first things about was voting. You know, we've had voting this year in the UK over Brexit. The US has obviously had major voting over presidential things. We had lots of different votes going on. Some votes didn't take place in our prime minister election. Things happened. And God basically started to challenge me. Why do I vote the way I do? You know, why do I make a decision? Yeah. And we had a conversation that was, he tripped me up in that conversation over and over again. Because it was like, well, I vote that way because that's the way you would want me to vote. And he would say, well, did I tell you that? Well, not in so many words, I would say. And he said, well, did I say it in any words? Well, it's in alignment with your word. What is? Well, the way you want me to vote. And so we had this conversation over a few weeks where I discovered that I was voting based on a understanding of what I thought and presumed and assumed God would want me to do, based on my understanding of the kingdom as being for those who are lost. And I realized that that was a presumption because I'd never asked him. I assumed. And then I was speaking to my children one day and I said, well, which way are you going to vote? And which way do you normally vote? And they basically all voted the same way I would have voted. And I'd never really talked to them about politics. I'd never really had any sort of conversation with them particularly over it. But they all voted the way I voted. And I asked them why. So, well, because that's the right way to vote. They had no idea. And I had no idea. Other than I wasn't voting according to what was going to suit me the best. I was voting on principle. I thought that I was voting for a particular party that would be more for those that didn't have, those who were disadvantaged, because I thought, well, that was how God would view things, caring for those who are poor, you know. And but essentially what he said was, have you ever asked me? You know, and so I had to repent, eat humble pie, and realize that I was living and making decisions on an assumption without engaging. So as God was saying here, son, learn to change your vote. In other words, learn to change how you're going to vote based on relationship with me, and you will learn to shape your reality, because how I make a decision is going to change reality for me. And as we all make decisions, it changes reality. And he was beginning to unveil this understanding of how our conscious decisions change things and affect change. But it was a challenge for me. And, you know, this unveiled a lot Embrace the multiverse that you can create with just your thoughts. I can create a multiverse? Well, every time I make a decision, reality changes. If I'd made a different decision, it would have been another reality. So, and that happens to all of us every day. And so God wanted to begin to show me that my decisions and what I say, do, think, and then act are important. And if they're based on logic or they're based on assumption or presumption, then I have the power to create a reality that I don't want. But as a son, I have authority, and therefore God was unveiling this to me. And I asked questions, you know, are there parallel universes? And the answer was no, just multiverse of potential possibilities where heavenly reality can be outworked on the earth. So I'm still thinking about that one. Renewal of the mind through communion. And in this process, as I started to embrace God renewing my mind, I started to take communion, breaking bread, not just to change the DNA of my life, to embrace the image of God and to live forever. I started to see it as an opportunity of embracing the mind of Christ contained within the emblems of the body and blood of Jesus, a reality of his consciousness that would be able to break the neural pathways linked to my old mindsets and establish new neural networks of new perspectives that can continually be renewed. So I now use communion, and when I do renewing of the mind, I'll release the communion prayer that's about engaging that and for the renewal of our mind. Reconfiguration of my mind to be like the mind of Christ, telekinetic and other abilities, rewiring of my mind to be able to embrace the eternal perspective of reality. And I found that this was something that God had to do some quite challenging things to be able to bring me to this point. Son, the renewal and rewiring of your mind are the main priorities in this season. And so they worked, I was to discover. Your reality will bring you to a new place of peace where wholeness and oneness of your restored mind will begin to align with the mind of Christ. Son, your expanded reality will open the dimensional doors to your positions of authority within my kingdom to take the assemblies, to take you to the assemblies and councils of heaven. Son, do not try to hasten this process, as it will take time and repetition to form new pathways within your brain, to expand the capacity of your mind. So when I had an experience that challenged what I believed and challenged to expand into a different reality, I kept thinking about it and meditating over it so that it would begin to form a connection to it within my mind. And God said this, Lucy is a film that opens the doors of potential possibilities of the power of the mind to create new realities. Now, I don't know if you've seen that film, Lucy, Scarlett Johansson. And essentially, it is like, whoa. It's like, ooh, the power of the mind. And so sometimes Hollywood creates things that God can say, hey, here's something that will just give you a glimpse. What is possible within the power of the mind? So renewal from a new perspective of heavenly and eternal reality is a key for this season. The dimensions have been created to walk with me, within, with me. The firestones, platforms, are the staging posts for your preparation to ensure that you're ready to become more as you become aware of your capacity and capabilities in sonship as a son of God. I'm calling you and the Joshua generation to prepare for the ages to come, not just this season. The future and the beginning must be aligned with the creative realities of the mind. The role of sons goes beyond being emissaries to bring the creative instigators of eternal reality. This is the true mystic union of the sons of man with the sons of God as one new man, the heavenly and the earthly in true oneness restored. Son, focus your attention by fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author. Son, walk with me. Where, Father? To the treasury room. Ooh, it's going to be an interesting walk. So we walk around the circle of the deep, and I see it aligned and in order so I can engage the treasury room. We walk past Melchizedek, who bows slightly at sort of our presence there. We walk into a small side chamber. Son, this is your room where your wealth has been accumulating. So I'm really excited, thinking, woo, how do I, what's in here? There were carefully arranged containers, almost like crystals, shaped like flower of life, the flower of life. So I'm like, ah, that's not what I was expecting. You know, I was expecting gold, you know, that sort of stuff. There was wisdom, knowledge, understanding, experience, testimony, finances, dreams, visions, relationship, identity. It was all in the center of this arrangement. So the treasury room, heaven, is not really financial, although finances are contained. It is about everything, the wealth that I need to be me and to fulfill my destiny. And all these things were all fragrant and colored and full and overflowing. Again, difficult to describe, but amazing to see. They were all in this overflowing fullness. There were angels that were there, beautiful, shining, statuesque, regal, one of them for each of these vials. They were standing there as if they were ready to bring and release it. You know, they were just waiting for this wealth to be distributed or released. Son, this room is yours. Use it wisely. This is not what you have accumulated on your own, but is the heritage of many generations. This is the third day. Release, this is the third day release for this generation of the wisdom and wealth of the ages. Now, every one of us has got a room in that treasury that we will have with all the wealth that we need to enable us to fulfill our destiny. Son, walk with me in peace and rest. Let me take you beyond your present. I see the throne of grace and all the potential possibilities of grace and God's goodness, kindness, and mercy. I mean, it was just amazing. You know, I've been to the throne of grace. I love going to the throne of grace. I love sitting on God's lap. You know, I love feeling his heartbeat. I love feeling that rhythm, that peace that just brings me back home. It's just amazing. And now I was seeing it, and there was just, whoa, so much more of God's goodness, kindness, mercy, all the wonderful potential. So I started to see this wondrous, multicolored fragrance of God's love, expressed in the river of life, flowing from the government of God's heart, from his eternal perspective, his throne, amazing, of amazing grace. I just seen it as a place that it was really cool to be in with God, and that as I rested, God worked. Now I saw what was flowing out of that. And when I'm in a place of rest, what can flow out of me? In love, in God's love. So I hear a wondrous sound of his grace filled with the capacity to forgive, to reconcile, to restore, to resurrect, to empower, to transform lives. It was just like nothing impossible when God's grace and that sound, again, the conversation of Father, Son, and Spirit. Wonderful. Son, see what you missed from your perspective and the limitations of the unrenewed mind. So I desire for you to be able to travel beyond into the endless realities that will be yours to create, if you would grasp the golden cord and follow it. Now, this golden cord was a developing theme. And of course, you know, when I heard him say that, I imagined that there would be something that I could follow that would enable me to get it right. That was something that stirred within me the need to get it right. And what God was really showing me, and as it was unveiled, that it was way more than that. Son, look for the golden thread that's within all that I am and all that has my precepts at its heart. So now God was starting to say, this is more about a relationship than it is about getting something right. It's about knowing that within my relationship with God, then everything has an expression. Son, follow no other thread. Allow no other mere ideas to be your guide. Son, you have seen and heard and know what I am. Be drawn towards nothing else. You know, so I don't have to come up with the solution. I just have to be in relationship. Come and follow me, and you will be able to walk in pure rest in the eye of the storm. Oh, the wonder of you. And sometimes I just say things because I'm just so overflowing. Oh, the wonder of you, the overflowing, lavish abundance of your nature, the very essence of love. I wish, desire with desperation to know you more, to know you more deeper, more closer, more intimate, beyond. Now the desire of my heart is really starting to activate. Now I see this is not a place, but a state of altered and expanded reality, the renewal of my mind from heavenly and eternal reality. Beyond, I was searching to go somewhere, but it wasn't a place that God was really talking about. It was a being. Son, you can walk with me beyond all your expectations. You can go further and higher and beyond any boundary or limitation that's been set. Son, keep cultivating desire as a pioneer and be careful not to settle for what you know. Come walk with me into the recesses of your mind, along the pathways established by your experiences in life. Now, this was the first invitation that God was giving me a hint that we were going to walk in my own mind. Now, I didn't really understand the possibility of that, but this was an invitation. Now, what happened was God is like, he touches the connections and they spring open, freeing me from the established limitations of my mind. Now, I'll explain more of what happened when I talk about this in renewing of the mind. But it was like walking along these pathways, neural pathways, if you like. And as he touched them, they just opened. They broke free. And so I was therefore not restricted by what that was connected to. Now, this was quite a long process this year. But what it showed me was that, again, when I walk with him, things can change without me really having to do anything other than walk with him. And the limitations of my mind started to be challenged. So as he freed me from a connection to a particular belief, all of a sudden, it's like my experience and my belief were in contradiction, and it's often described by the phrase it's described by that, you know, cognitive dissonance. It's like what I've experienced just doesn't match up with what I believe. He calls forth new pathways within my mind, beyond the limitations of the physical pathways, and reveals creative pathways of his mind. So it's like, I'm supposed to think the way he thinks. I'm supposed to have the mind of Christ. Son, explore my mind and walk with me. So he took me out of my mind with all its limitations and took me into his mind. Now, I've been into his heart, you know, and that's where I spend most of my time, within his heart, within eternity, within that place of just wondrous home. But it was now he was going to take me within his mind. And what I saw was constantly forming connections of light, sparking with creative expression. This was a conversation. And I was filled with wonder and awe at just the limitless creative possibility of it. I mean, it was just amazing. Son, see and feel the pure joy of creativity and break free from the normalcy of your mind, keeping you fixed to the routines that trap you in the safe zones. Son, you have got to break free from the limitations of the pre-existing into the joy of creative expression. Restoration is not to be seen as what was, but what could have been and what will be if you allow it. The only thing that is to be seen as a constant within my mind and yours is the foundational precept of love. Son, I am is love, and all that is an expression of I am. The desire of love is and must always be more and beyond, as it is deep, that is the deep of my mind calling out to what can be the deep of yours. Son, come beyond into me. Son, now reality can be yours as you have found the way to the truth and the life. All religion and theology by definition is limiting, but I am cannot be defined by any concept, idea, or ideology other than the purity of love. Walk in love and you will be truly free, and new realities will be created from love's truth. All that is true and all that is the truth will only free you, not constrain you or restrict you. I am going to free my people from their bondage that separates and divides and therefore limits what can be. I desire to remove their limitations by wiping clean the pre-existing mind maps and unveiling potential possibilities. My people must be pioneers once again to the new landscape and new vista of a new horizon. Walk boldly into the beyond where all possible realities exist within my mind. I wish my children to truly have the mind of Christ and be free. Son, now walk afresh with new eyes to see where you have walked before. Moses is dead. Long live Joshua. I engage an angel from the order of Veritas. The angels often have names. We all have names. Some of those names are personal, and sometimes they'll tell you their personal name, and sometimes they tell you the order. And as I engaged this angel, as I was walking with God, the order was an order called Veritas, which I think is the Latin for truth. She was a female looking, was so full of light, radiating humility so that I could see the truth. It was like, as I looked, what was reflected in the light just enabled me to see what was around me and to see it in a new way. It was just wonderful. And it creates a desire. You know, I long to be a true representation and ambassador of Jesus, the truth and reality. You know, I don't want to reflect a false reality. I want to be a reflection of the truth. You know, who is a person? Reality is a person. Son, now present your mind as well as your heart to the fire of the altar and be ready. Every day, I present my heart on the altar in the temple, where the Isaiah 6 temple, and with the seraphim, and I've been presenting my heart there for a year or more, and I embrace the fire of it. And now God was saying, "Let your mind come here as well." And so now, I present my mind there every day to the fire. Son, walk with me into a new level of understanding, a new perspective, a new revelation, a new reality. All will come from the seventh day of rest and the third day of perfection. Son, when you truly walk with me, you will come to a place of transfiguration. You will have my heart, my mind, and you will speak with creative voice. Restoration to completeness can only come through rest, where you will be truly yoked together with me as one. One heart, one mind, one spirit, one will, one purpose. I will be in you and you will be in me, and heaven and earth will be restored, and I will dwell with you and you will dwell with me. We will walk together in the gardens, Father and sons. This is not just talking to me, it's talking to mankind. Rest can only truly come when you are laid on the altar as a living sacrifice. Rest comes from surrender, when you cease striving and the soul with the soul and embrace the fire of the cherubim, and the sword, which leads to the ancient paths. And this is not talking about the seraphim fire, but the fiery sword where the cherubim are showing the way to the ancient past where we can walk. The tree of life and Metatron's cube, where the dimensions of time and space converge and connect, can once again be in full harmony and alignment. Now, Metatron's cube is something that a lot of people are experiencing. It's sort of like a geometric shape, which is something which is the connections of governmental inter multi-dimensional places. where what has always been is once again expressed in what is now, to release what will be and bring everything to completion, and hence a new beginning. After the end of the seventh day, there is the eighth day of new beginnings. Sun, everything with me is expanding in an ever-increasing outward flow of love, expressing government. And this is so, so important. If we're going to come into the order of Melchizedek government, it must flow from love. And that's why our mind needs to be renewed, because our understanding of love, and therefore our understanding of God, and understanding of how we make those decisions of government, cannot come from an unrenewed mind. To be fruitful requires that you carry a seed after your kind, so that you can multiply, fill, so that you can occupy and subdue and establish my government. Yeah, the mandate of sonship from Genesis 1. Son, walk with me again. And this occasion, we just skipped joyfully in excitement and expectation. That's all I can describe it. It's like skipping together. You know, we went through a door and we went into a tunnel of fire. And I was still joyful. The fire didn't bring any sort of sense of fear. And then we stood before an inverted rainbow adorning Satan's trophy room. Now, I'd seen that rainbow. That rainbow tricked me the first time I went to that place. And I thought it was a door which was going to take me into something wonderful. Then this was many years ago. And I realized that the colors of the rainbow were inverted. They were the opposite to what we have them. And so they were deceptive, and they were adorning this door. And we stood before it, and I knew what it was. And now I was going to walk there with the Father. I'd been there, walked there before. Wisdom took me there. The door opens, and the darkness responds to the light of our presence and flees. Joy filled that place. I mean, it never filled that place when I walked there, but I was walking with the Father. And we were walking in joy. And there was an expectation of hope that radiates, touching everything in that place. I mean, this was amazing. That the first time I went into that place, I didn't even realize what it was. It was like the most constricting place of darkness that I'd ever been in. And I just got out of there as quickly as I possibly could. This place, which was so usually so oppressive and essentially it was like heaven had came there. You know, it felt so different as the Father, you know, brings a new reality to that place. I mean, it was just beyond. The opposite spirit overcomes all opposition. Yeah, there's no the enemy to be seen. You know, they scatter and run. I look and I see the joyful expectation of the potential that's ignited. Everything that was so heavy with despair is now filled with joy as I see life and light and the next generation respond. I could see those that are not yet responded touched by the presence of love when it entered into that place, and with joy. I see destinies within the diamond's facets beginning to sparkle. You know, when everyone comes out of that place and comes to engage God in intimacy and life, it's like the train of his robe sparkles like a diamond being added to that train. And so I started to see the sparkles that were contained within the destinies of people, within people sparkle. I saw the heritage of a generational lines begin to receive life. You know, now I'd seen heritage before. I'd seen my generational lines, and I was so so disappointed that, you know, I hadn't received from my generations what I should have done. You know, I felt that it was going to be restored some way, and that God was going to give me back what had been lost for my generational line. But here, with God's presence, it was like something was ready to receive life. Now, I had no idea what this meant at this point. This is a stepping stone to something further. So I start to see people groups start to align themselves as I'm there. All those that are lost, it's like I feel the atmosphere change and it just lightened. There was a sense of the Father's glory and presence started to touch everything, and all the isolation flee. Son, the freedom of the glory of my children must take possession of this place. Teach people to know themselves, who know themselves to come. You can't go there unless you know your identity and your position in the heavens. But you can go, and this unveils a whole different dimension of what's possible. As we walk, everything starts to vibrate. Resonance begins, life's energy begins to energize the very fabric of this whole place. Yeah, I see what this place once was and will be again, because Satan only took over a place that belonged to God because of our fall. The eternal perspective explodes with potential possibilities once again. This is filling me with joy when I'm encountering this. It's just like, whoa, I'm seeing people come to knowledge of God. This was once a place where heaven and earth connected, where eternity and the commissioning of destiny. This is where destiny was commissioned. And yet now it's a place where Satan gloats, but God will not be denied. This place will once again be filled with eternal perspective possibilities, and it will explode with life once again. This is where restoration can take place, and this is where some people are rescuing people from at this point. Son, this is where you must be willing to come if exchange is to take place. This is not the place of the departed, but of those who are yet to be reborn. This is a place which must be plundered, and freedom must reign here. We walk into another area, and the extinguished mantles of those departed and those trapped in the prison of guilt, shame, and condemnation lie discarded and discredited on the floor like a carpet under the enemy's feet. You know, and I was incensed that the enemy had taken and robbed so much from God's people. But they began to respond to the presence of the loving Father, whose compassion for the prodigals seemed to energize them. It's like the gifts and callings of God are without revoke. Jesus walks, and the power of the fragrance of sacrifice starts to release the power of appropriation of all that was lost can be found. Son, what are my children willing to sacrifice to reclaim that which had been robbed? It is only the fragrance mixed with the oil of compassion that can redeem what is here. So there's a fragrance that comes with sacrifice that, when mixed with the oil of compassion, can redeem that place. Mercy must be what is released here, and the victory and triumph of the cross must overcome judgment. So all decrees against them cancelled. The great new covenant exchange must be employed. Trade, son, trade. Now, this was a pretty intense experience, and I didn't fully understand it all, but I felt the joy that God has for the restoration of all things. And I have pursued this, and God has been able to take me back there to unveil a deeper revelation of what and how. But suffice it to say, this year and sharing some of my conversations with God is to encourage you to believe that as you embrace God, as you go deeper with God, that God is going to unveil, God is going to reveal, God is going to bring your destiny to the front, that he's going to draw you into a depth of relationship. He's going to reveal himself in a way that's never been seen before. But we need to encounter it. So I want to encourage us just to engage in a exercise of allowing the Father to take you to walk on some of those paths. Wherever he wants to take you, I'd encourage you to be open to it. I'm just going to, again, as we look at, heaven is open. We have an open heaven. The veil is torn. We can step into that realm where we can experience the presence of God and where God can take us on these journeys. So I want to encourage you just to close your eyes. Again, just begin to picture that open door, that ladder which walks up into the realm of heaven. Hear the invitation to come up here and take a step of faith and walk through the veil into the realm of the kingdom. Jesus always standing, waiting for us. we can present ourselves to him as a living sacrifice. He is our high priest. That we can engage the way of the cross and exchange old for new, robes of righteousness, the righteousness of God in Christ, surrendering our free will. Not my will, but yours be done. Now I just ask, Father, that you would come, and as Jesus leads us to a place to encounter you, that you would come. So you take us through the veils of the way, the truth, the life, to come and stand before the ark of his presence. Our whole desire to come and seek your will and purpose. Standing, our heart open, just write and reveal that sense of destiny, that give us that mandate to go deeper. Unveil. Father, just come. Just let the Father take you into him. Step into him. Let him take you into his name, into his identity. Let him take you deeper. Let him take you to a place of peace and rest. Walk with him on the ancient paths. Just let him take you by the hand and lead you deeper into him.
Thank you.